broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Oh man, welcome back to the episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh yeah.
All right.
I was a little late there, guys. I was waiting for fucking Mick to say it.
Nah. Where's Mick?
Victoria's is somewhere. I don't know where the hell he's at.
I don't know.
I think he's getting a sex change.
Yeah, no.
I saw him going down the freeway down to Tijuana a couple days ago.
Well, so. Although that's true, I don't think that it insinuates that he's going down.
He was
there
going
for
down on the 5
change.
Freeway, bro. I don't know.
You know where he was going to Hong Kong.
It doesn't mean he's going to get a sex change, fellas.
or you know,
he's not going to work at Hong Kong.
He already got hired.
What? Like, he does have a badunkadunk.
Yeah,
if
he
you
does.
Think about it.
He's like a big behemoth. Like he, yeah. There's guys that want to get beat up.
What do you mean?
Like Mick in a dress?
I hope not.
Being aggressive and shit. You know what I mean?
Victoria's, he doesn't come across as an aggressive individual.
With Victoria's, no, but when he, after the sex change?
How is that going to make him more aggressive?
It's a new persona, bro. It's like.
He's like, I gotta change my whole personality.
Yeah, everything.
There are a lot of people that seem gentle as fuck. Very life of the party, kind of just real chill.
Uh-huh.
And they do some crazy shit, bro.
So you think behind the camera he's fucking this crazy fucking dude?
He's doing a sex change. He's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think he might.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that, you know, whenever everybody just kind of turns away, they turn into a different person.
He's going to come back, I'm Lady Boy.
No.
Especially the Lady Phyllis. Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean that. I just meant aggressive.
Okay, Lady Victoria Boy.
Victoria is the Lady Boy. And you know what? Before we go too far, let's introduce our guest of today.
Oh, okay.
You
yeah,
know,
sure.
Just to make sure
I'm
people,
not a guest, guys. I'm a fella now.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
We want to make sure people don't get confused, you know, because, you know, it was brought to my attention that. You know, motherfuckers believe that they're part of this show for real, you know.
You didn't get the memo?
Whatever memo came, it got burnt.
You didn't get the press release?
It got returned to sender.
Fuck.
So, as you all can hear, we have also in the house.
Yo, back. Thank you.
Welcome back also.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the invite.
Yeah, yeah. Thank welcome you. Back as a guest.
As a guest, yeah.
Know, always a guest.
I hope you brought one of your questions, bro.
I didn't.
What? Come on.
I'm part of the show now. I don't even have a question.
It's the only reason you're here, by the way.
That's true. Exactly. I do have an also question.
Oh, good.
You're not going to like it, but okay.
Okay. We never fucking like him. That was fucking terrible.
That's true.
Man, it's been a really rough week, though, man.
So far?
So far. But with the heat, I mean. You know, like, it's hard to go outside nowadays.
You know, people, you know, for us, it's been about, what, 95, 98?
That's, like, at worst. No, 91.
Yeah.
92. it feels like 98.
And at night, it goes down to 67, so we get a nice breeze.
Yeah, you can go walking at night. You don't even need a jacket.
People in fucking, like, Bakersfield and fucking, you know, fucking Texas and shit. They're like, motherfuckers. You know, it's like over 100 degrees here every day.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And at night, it's like 80 degrees.
Are you kidding me?
Like you're complaining about the weather?
Yeah.
Bro, if you have to go to sleep with the windows open, that's just not fun.
Or with your fucking AC on.
Oh, my God.
Because you get no breeze. You get no fucking relief.
I know.
Dude, we're lucky.
We are.
But, you know, that's why we pay $50,000 a month for rent.
That's true.
And mortgage.
Yeah.
That's true, man.
No, I mean... I always remember I was at the lake in the river on 4th of July and it was 120. So every time I get hot, I'm like
120.
It was 120.
What the fuck?
It was one. Actually, it might have been 121.
What?
So every time that I'm in my room, I'm like, fuck, it's hot in here. I'm always like, it's not 121. So I always shut the fuck up. I'm like, nah, it's not bad.
Were you in fucking Death Valley? Or
no, I was down in Arizona.
Oh, in Blythe or some shit, right?
No, we were in Parker. Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Past Blythe.
121? There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
121.
It was one.
You said that in your car, maybe.
No, it was 122, actually.
Holy
oh my
shit.
God. Well, if you don't have access to water, there is a secret to all this thing. There is. No.
What is
if
it?
If you don't have access
if
to
If you
water.
Don't have access to water.
If you don't have, you're in Africa.
Or AC. Because there's times where,
I mean.
Come on.
No, sorry.
No, but like without AC, like sometimes you don't have AC, man. Yeah. Like not everybody can afford AC, man. Yeah. I remember when I was taking my AP calculus test.
Yeah.
We had a professor, and all he was handing out was like these oranges and shit. And he was just saying, think cool. Think cool. And that's all we kept saying is like, think cool. And then it was like a mantra. Everybody was saying it. Think cool. And then, man, it felt so cool, bro. It's all in your head, man.
Bartles.
It's fucking awesome, bro. Like, we actually, we were able to pass our AP calculus exam, but somehow the state thought that we were cheating.
Oh, this is a movie already?
Because,
movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I looked at you. That's a fucking movie.
No, wait. No, for real. And because
was the Bamba guy in your class?
Yes, that motherfucker.
Yeah, he was there in
that,
the back, huh?
That Asian-looking motherfucker.
He was a cholo, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, dude, they made us retake the fucking test.
Stand and deliver?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was terrible. But we all passed it. We even did better on the second time around. It's fucking amazing, bro. So,
think highlight, fucking movie.
Highlight of your life, huh?
Yeah.
It's amazing,
bro. What was your name?
Huh?
I don't even know what character he is. He's probably the teacher.
He wanted to be the teacher. Yeah. He fucked up. He's like, oh, no, fuck. I said the teacher gave us an orange.
Yeah, fuck. I don't know who the main character is. The teacher was the main character. He was a pregnant chick. Like,
he's like, my name was Lou Diamond.
The fucking movie.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Fellas, I have a
segment. Oh, shit, I'm a fella again. Yeah. Go ahead.
This motherfucker.
Yes. Hey, snuck in there.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. What's up, man?
All right, let me start over.
Come on!
Come on! We don't have all the time in the world.
Motherfucker. I'm starting over. Just delete that whole part, Jerky. Jerky and also.
Yeah. That's
so,
a bitch.
So I came across this list. I came across it through, you know, through the gram, right? You know, through the news network, okay. Right? You know, so it's fucking true.
Yeah. Sure.
So the list is called the top male cheaters.
Oh,
so it's a list of about 20 different, you know, type of men that are like the top cheaters. So I wanted us to go through this and see if we could, you know, if we agree, disagree, or if we're like on a cuff, you know, whether or not this is. And you know what? As I was looking at the list, there's some people missing.
Are you kidding?
There's some people missing.
Well, we can fill in the gaps.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly. We'll fill in the gaps.
Okay, go.
So, you know, the first one isn't an obvious one. Kind of like the coaches, like sporting coaches.
Oh,
like,
my God, yes.
Like, are they, like, is that, like legit?
Yeah, well, like, when we started the show, we used to have a listener from Texas.
Okay.
And he was, I think, either a soccer coach or a football coach. Mm. And he would talk about it all the time, how he would get all the single moms because they would want to get their kids in the game.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, they would do anything
to
get their kids in the game. Yes! So that's probably, but they're throwing themselves. The women are throwing themselves at.
Was he a good looking guy?
Well, I'm not sure if he listens.
So no. Shout out to the ugly mofo out in Texas.
I know. Out in Texas getting laid because he's a coach.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm
Butterface. I got you.
I'm sure that it doesn't matter. Like, you know what? When you see someone doing something, women just fall in love with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's like. If he's a coach, he's good with the kids.
Right.
So he's, like, getting them in that side. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, they're seeing him consistently, you know, and he has a little bit of swag, even if he's ugly as fuck, right?
Exactly.
Like your friend. Yeah, I get it.
Listen, like Victoria's.
Like, when you said coach, I thought you meant, like a personal training coach.
That's probably one,
that's one for sure.
That's one for sure.
Is that on the list?
That one's missing.
That's on the list.
Listen, yeah. I mean, if a woman is being told what to do, she probably equates that with, like, he's going to be good in the bedroom with telling me what to do.
I at the gym that I used to go to, there was a guy who
what
would
did like, you, what did your personal coach make you do?
No. Can't tell you.
You fucking ran into
that
shit.
No, there was a guy who would, like, dude, when he would stretch the girls out, he only had girl clients, by the way.
Of course.
And when he would stretch the girls out,
I wouldn't,
like,
be stretching out a fucking guy.
No. But, like, you could still personal train him without stretching him, right?
Oh, okay.
But when it was a girl, he was down there with them and, like, putting their legs sideways. Like, my wife and I go to the same gym, and we'd be like, it looks like they're fucking. It looks like they're fucking right now.
That's so, a thing? Stretching people out is a thing?
Well, like if you hurt yourself or you pull a muscle.
Well,
you,
because it hurts for them to stretch out, so you have to force them
to
open.
Yeah. You won't physically do it. You can't physically, like, say the butterfly stretch. Right. You can't do it, and he does that and helps you.
Can I borrow that pillow real quick? Because I need to put it on my lap here.
Oh, shit. Yeah, like, I'm going to poke Barlow's eyes out.
Yeah, like, keep on going with that, buddy.
Not finished. I'm not finished. Keep
what
on.
What the fuck?
So,
this is a I see. I
with that
been...
said, yeah, that's got to be on the
wow.
list.
Wow.
It's not on the list,
okay, so,
but it should have
okay.
been there.
Sports so, coach and personal trainer. Go.
So we have club promoters.
Oh, yeah, right? Man. Come on.
We have construction workers.
Wait, construction workers? Are you Wow.
I don't know which
one.
It's
ones. A new one to me. Well, I mean, maybe if you're like on the site and you're next to a professional building.
Some shit like that. And they watch and they're watching you through the window.
All
fucking-
what if you're like the supervisor who has like all the time in the world to drive everywhere and do whatever the fuck you
That's
want?
That's true, too. I mean, these guys are kind of built, you know.
The guy from the YMCA, he probably got bitches, huh?
Right. What the fuck?
Wasn't there a construction guy in that group?
No, that's...
No, for the village people?
That's
no?
the village people. That's something else.
And I think they were gay.
Oh, okay.
Lawyers.
Oh, lawyers. I mean, come on.
I mean...
How many
that's
hours?
That's because of the money or because of what?
No.
How many, power?
Maybe because they have clients that can't pay and they're like, hey,
well,
you know what?
Well,
you defend
and,
me.
And I'm not to say this, but many people that have to spend so many hours... at the office after hours mm-hmm. when there's nobody
right,
there.
Right.
The fact that you're wearing a suit every day.
Uh-huh. Right.
Girls like guys
I mean,
in a suit.
And most paralegals are females. You know, not to fucking, you know, be gender biased or whatever, but most paralegals are females and they're hired by the law firms.
Which is mostly males.
Mostly males.
Yeah. And older males.
Older, exactly.
White guys, yeah.
And they're always under pressure.
Yeah. And
so.
They're, and they're always fucking drinking. Like,
yeah.
That's like the thing to do.
That's why I didn't become a lawyer. I don't want to start drinking, you know?
Uh-huh.
Fuck, my son's going to be a lawyer.
There it
shit,
is.
Shit, now I'm worried.
He's going to be fucking a lot, bro.
Hey.
An obvious one, truck drivers.
Truck driver. Yeah. Wait a minute. But who are they really fucking?
Hookers.
Oh,
are see, you're,
a think, lot of
you're
truck
thinking,
stop hookers?
You're, yes. You're thinking relationships. You're thinking
yeah.
they're No,
cheaters. Cheaters.
I
like,
understand that.
Like fucking hookers.
I know, but I didn't know there was hookers at truck stop.
Yeah, fool. What the
what
fuck?
The fuck?
You never seen me, myself, and Irene?
No, no.
No, not that one.
What the fuck?
Well, the one, what was it called? Something About Mary.
Really?
When fucking what's his name gets caught at the rest stop?
Oh, at the rest stop
on the floor, and he gets arrested.
I forgot about that movie.
There's a lot of gay shit going on with some of the truck drivers, but there's also there's
wait,
that's what I thought.
They're just not home.
That's
they're,
what I thought.
They, especially the ones that drive out of state. They're gone for a week or two.
Yeah. More than that,
they
shit,
gotta
bro.
Fuck.
They're gone for right. months at a time.
And there's a bunch of glory holes in those truck stops, right?
I don't know.
If you, I mean, your son seems like you know.
I don't know.
Food looking at his maps. Like, yeah, there's like one here, one here.
Barbers.
Barbers? Well, with the prices they're charging now, yeah, they motherfuckers are rich.
You're like, hey, Mac, is there anything I can do?
Wait a minute.
Oh, you know what? If you cut a girl's
son's
hair,
oh,
and you're like, I got to let you, little man. You're already like a stepdad figure
yeah,
to that kid.
Exactly, because the kid probably doesn't even know his dad anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't even think about that.
That's what I was thinking.
You
I'm
imagine
like, okay.
you shave like your number on the back of his head. Like, hey, my number's in the back of his head. Like,
no,
call me.
You already had. She already
oh,
has
she already
your number.
Texts you to get the appointment.
Right, and then she sells you the fucking
money.
Oh,
yeah,
my
bro.
God. And
yeah.
then she sees your picture on there. Uh-huh, oh, my uh-huh. God. This is just, it's getting crazy,
yeah.
man.
That's why my barber's a female.
You want to fuck her?
No, I don't. She's an older lady.
Okay.
and respectable. men with two kids.
Okay, well, that's obvious.
Wait, what? Why two?
Why two kids, though?
Well, because kids get on your fucking nerves. You just want to get out of the house.
Okay, so is two the number where you want to get out of the house? If
yeah.
you have three,
oh,
you can't
no.
get out of the house?
Well, maybe it's too much of a responsibility so that you have to.
That you won't risk it.
You need help. You,
okay.
you need Your wife needs help with the kids.
Or maybe at three, you're just already a cavallo.
Yeah,
like,
wait a minute.
I have three. Hey, fuck
well,
y'all.
Well,
what
yeah,
the fuck?
Well.
Hey.
I'm a good man. I'm good.
Listen.
Exhibit A.
Right. You could be out cheating right now.
I know. But instead, you're here
you're
with fucking two guys.
Yeah.
And two penises.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
We're not suggesting anything.
I know. We're not.
Hey.
I mean, we can talk off air.
Hey. If it happened with you guys, be an honor.
Come on.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Men with a baby on the way.
I can see that.
Oh, no.
Because they're not getting any fucking sex.
Why not?
No. I'm saying some girls don't do anything.
They don't want to do shit.
They lose every, like, their sex. They don't feel comfortable. They don't want to do anything. Or maybe it's like
that's towards the third trimester, though. Mm. Like, the first two, they want to do it all the time.
Yeah, no, I remember.
But,
yeah.
But if it's their first kid. They're panicking.
They're scared.
Bro.
Yeah.
They're scared. They don't know what they're doing.
They're like,
so
give him a little concussion and shit.
Yeah, you're going to poke a hole in his forehead.
Right. Be like, girl, I'm only like 3 inches. He'll be all right.
I'm barely touching your cervix.
He'll be all right. He can't even see that motherfucker.
They act irrational, bro. So yeah. I mean, yeah, you understand why they would go out and cheat, right? Because everything's changing and the future is going to be uncertain. So they want to go out and do something exciting.
There's one here that I'm like, why isn't it here? Why is it? I mean, there's one missing that's not here.
Like what?
Cops.
Cops.
Oh, cops.
I was going to say cops/firefighters.
Yeah.
Cops, I think, are the number one
right
career that you would cheat on your wife.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Dude, I mean, so I'm like, I don't know how accurate, obviously, this fucking list is.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a cop wrote it. He's like, I'm putting my fucking.
I know. I'm not putting cops. I'm not putting firefighters in here.
You guys know there's a such thing as donut dollies?
Donut dollies?
Yes.
No.
So this is like the fanatics or the hangarounds for cops.
Like groupies.
Like groupies. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And basically, all they do is go out and look for cops at cop bars, at events and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Man, they're fucking just young and hot. And it's just somehow they just want to hook up with a cop.
Wasn't that one of our brother's ex-girlfriend that was like that before?
Yes.
Before she met him?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's how she would fuck.
Why are they called donut dollies?
Because
Dolly, like a Dolly Parton? Like a name? Or
sure.
I was thinking a Dolly like a Diablito.
Oh, no.
Like, what the fuck?
No, like a woman. Like a Dolly,
and,
right?
And donut, because, you know, cops are not.
I know. The motherfuckers
donuts
like
donuts. Whatever the fuck, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What about, okay, hear me out. What about single guys?
Well, you can't cheat as a single guy, though.
Can you?
You're single, technically, you can't cheat.
Yeah, how are you cheating?
I don't know. Like, okay. Because like, someone brought it up, like, well, if you're single, but you're seeing, like, two women, three women.
But that's not cheating, though.
Okay.
You're dating.
Dating is not cheating.
Okay.
If you're dating five women at the same time, technically, in the white world, that's not cheating.
That's not cheating,
that's
right?
Just kind of your...
Because you're not official with anybody.
Exactly.
That, okay.
Yeah, but if you're Mexican... Unfortunately,
I know you're cheating.
Yeah, four times.
The minute you text with somebody else,
oh, that's it.
You're fucking cheating.
Right. Even
yeah. It's different. It's different for us.
Different, bro.
God damn, what a world.
I know, man.
So, what do you guys think about this list? You think
it's a good list? It's a good list.
It's kind of fucked up.
It doesn't say social worker on there, so thumbs up, guys.
This is Ramon
Steves
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Jericho, do not delete that.
I almost deleted the entire show.
Man. And you know what? You've done that twice.
Yes, I have.
And it was like the worst
fuck
episode ever.
No, it was really good.
No,
I mean what we were able to record.
Oh,
what you
right.
gave the people.
The people.
Was fucking
this
atrocious.
Right.
Hey,
bitch. You're not a fella.
Hey, he said the people like a
bitch. You better check yourself, motherfucker. You know what? Record over that and put Victoria's in it. Shit.
Fellas.
What?
I want to.
And guests.
Okay. And also.
Come on.
And also. It should say as a fella. And also.
No,
the little asterisk.
No. All right. So basically, I want to bring up my recommendation for the week a little early today.
All right.
And I want to recommend this one show that has a little bit of everything. A little bit of intrigue, a little bit of cheating, some sex,
all right,
some murder, some lying, a little bit of everything.
Okay? Nudity. You didn't say nudity.
Sex
does not imply nudity.
It's a little implied, man. And this, what I'm talking about is, remember the case of the Lacey Peterson murder? Happened in 2002.
Scott Peterson. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I know this happened in 2002. That's just 22 years ago.
I was a little young,
though. I understand that.
But remember, I'm 35.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it intrigued us.
Okay.
When we were in college, right?
It
we
did.
Were.
It did.
And we were very, very much kind of, we knew that somebody had murdered her. There was no way that she would have just disappeared, right? Uh-huh. And very, very soon after, we all thought that Scott Peterson did it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? See, the thing that you guys don't understand is that whenever you are doing anything, like if you're doing something bad, you can always be discovered, right? If you're cheating on your wife, mm-hmm. the way that you're going to be discovered can be because of anything. You can be in the car with her and somebody's going to crash into you. And somebody's going to get hurt. And, of course, it's going to come out that there was two people in the car and somebody was sucking your dick. I'm just saying that it's going to happen. People are going to discover that.
Because that's happened before.
Do you have a camera in my car?
No.
What the fuck?
And ultimately, like, let's say she gets hurt. She gets kidnapped. Your side chick gets kidnapped or whatever, or gets murdered. They're going to start looking at you as the murderer, right?
Yeah, because usually the murderer is someone very close.
Exactly.
It's a very high percentage.
It's a passion, like a
passion kill. Kind of like the OJ murder.
Exactly. So you
didn't do it.
It was never proven, but I mean, between the three of us.
So you're going to be the first one to be looked at.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so let's say your wife disappears. Mm. Who do you think they're going to look at first?
At me.
And right away, highlight your problems, all issues.
Oh, man.
Any kind of money you move, or anything.
Your text messages.
Why are you in Vegas when your wife got murdered yesterday?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it was non-refundable.
Exactly.
I'm not a fucking a cop. I can't look for her. I'm just going to chill over here.
Like, what the
they
fuck?
Can call me.
Bro. Yeah. I mean, even your demeanor is going to be
everything
criticized.
Yes.
It's going to be very
every
analyzed.
Decision that you make. Or you made during that happen, it gets highlighted.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah,
scrutinized.
Yeah. It's gonna be very, very hard for you to you know, hide the fact that you're cheating, because sooner or later they're gonna find out, like, oh, your wife is missing. Why is she missing?
Right.
Maybe there's something in your past. They're gonna start looking at it.
Or like, well, you know, what kind of marital problems are you guys having?
Right. That's the first thing they're gonna ask.
Oh, you opened up a life insurance on her just recently. Oh.
Wait, how is that a bad thing?
Yeah. I just want to protect ourselves. Yeah,
very responsible thing to do.
She opened one on me too.
Yeah, my wife and I just renewed ours last month. Uh-huh. If something had happened, it would have looked super sus on my part, right?
Exactly.
Or on her part.
Right.
So, you know what? If you did open one up in the last few months, hey, bro, I'm sorry to tell you, man.
Psst, don't do anything to her.
Just got to protect her.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Like, or be overly protective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, bro, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
I know. I could die too. Shit.
Bro, no, man. No, it's just, it's going to be really, really difficult for you to hide any kind of improprieties,
right?
Yeah.
Once somebody goes missing,
if Victorious was here,
he'd be like, "What's impropriety?"
Yeah.
Come on,
is that like being impoverished?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that like poverty? Is that like property?
But I really like this documentary, man, because they're going deep, bro.
Okay,
like they're going really deep.
Damn. Is this a case where he ended up putting her like her body like in this like bin? And this, like,
Oh, dissolved her, right?
Well, no, not dissolved her.
It might be a different one I'm thinking about.
So they started looking at everything that he did and said from the time that he was being investigated, right? And he bought a boat, I think, about, I want to say, less than 20 days. So about 17 days before the murder. He had never had any interest in boats. But since he bought the boat.
But they don't know that.
They don't know that. But since he bought the boat, he had a lot of interest in how the tides would flow, right, in the bay that he was going to supposedly fish in.
Yeah, he had to look, okay, is the moon going to be, you know, is it going to be a full moon?
Fuck, it turned into a scientist. Uh-huh.
Right.
Fuck.
Why in the world would he care about the tides?
Why not?
If he wasn't even a fisherman, he didn't know anything about fishing.
He just likes tides.
Well, I mean, you know, what was the purpose of all of that, right? Mm. And he never told anyone about the boat. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell his best friends about the boat. He didn't tell his families about the boat. He didn't tell anybody about the boat. And the thing that I had failed to mention was once he bought the boat, let's say about a day or two beforehand, or maybe 3 or 4 days beforehand, he was seeing another girl for months and months and months. Oh. And they basically didn't know he was married. And once they found out he was married, he confessed to the girlfriend that he was married. Yeah. She lived about 90 minutes away.
Mm. Wait, what did he do? What kind of job did he have?
He was a fertilizer salesman.
Fuck, that wasn't on the list.
Yeah, well, I know he wasn't on the list.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like a promoter or a fucking UPS guy.
It is true. He was the delivery guy of some
kind. We didn't bring up delivery guy.
Also, it was cheater, not murderer.
Right.
At that point,
the murders are different.
Yeah, and what he didn't mention, it was a lot of people that go to let's say those fairs or trade fairs or conventions.
Yeah, the conventions. No,
those are serial cheaters right there.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Oh, okay. My God. Come on. Yeah. That's a lot of chances to cheat. Especially, you're put up in a hotel.
They're sending Mick and I to a convention next March.
Oh, my God. You guys are about to cheat.
Yeah.
On each other.
Yeah. with each other. I mean, with
you know what? I mean, honestly, those are fun. Our convention, the one that I go to annually, is in San Diego this year. Oh. San Diego, bro.
That's crazy.
Ours is going to be in Boston.
Oh, hey, man, I was there 3 years ago. That shit was fun, bro.
Yeah, we're going in March.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he goes. He's already told me he was going to go, but you know how his bitch ass is.
That shit's free, right?
They pay for everything.
Yeah, so what the fuck?
And I told him, we even tell our boss, hey, get us a flight like a day later so we can have an extra day.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh,
see. Or a day before.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, we have to be on a Sunday. I'd rather stay after, like a Friday after.
No, he's that was funny, man.
Yeah, but I know. That's why I said it with maybe we'll go because he might change his mind. He said yes to me already.
That's why he used to be cool.
He used to be cool.
Like, come on, he loves his wife. He loves his family. How are you going to fault him for that?
That's just fucking weird.
Come on.
You don't give up your coolness, though.
I know.
I love my wife, too, but I'm fucking cool as fuck.
He gave up his entire cool swag. Like, he's like a fucking... He's like a 55-year-old man.
He's like 60 living in Florida. Yeah.
Listen to all the fellas, to all the people out there.
The people
that have been able to, you know, to grow older and not lose your cool. They're not talking about you guys.
Coolness.
No.
Coolness,
not lose your cool.
You lose your coolness, yes. They're not talking about you guys. They're talking about Mictorious and...
Like, I'm forever going to be cool.
Are you too. Really?
I'm forever going to be
cool. You think so?
Hell yeah.
Like that cool grandpa?
I'm going to be that cool grandpa with the fucking badass fucking beard and shit.
Well, you still got the tattoos.
You know, I got the tats. You know, that's going to keep growing and shit.
Barlos has his, swag about him.
He does.
He walks in. Yeah, it's obvious. When I see Mick, swagless. like he owes swag. You know what I mean? Like he's in fucking debt of swag. Like nothing. And I've tried to talk to him.
Good.
And he I'm like, hey bro,
come
on, bro, go home. That shit's not what? He's always what? And I'm like, fucking bitch.
Those t-shirts you wear, bro. You know what? You want Victorious? It's your fucking fault.
Yeah, you should have been here.
I know.
I'm sitting on your couch, bitch. Again.
Today we going hard. We are going hard on his ass.
Fucked up. That's fucked up.
Anyway, go back. Okay, so all right, the killer.
So he told
his girlfriend.
So he was a fertilizer.
What got me was his fucking grandpa shoes.
We're off of Victoria. We're off of Victoria. Victoria is not the subject of this conversation. Okay, so
dude,
so
okay, pediatric shoes, okay, motherfucker.
I thought he was going bowling. For real. Fellas. You just came from bowling,
fellas.
What, you were a lucky strike, bitch.
Did you forget to leave the fucking bowling shoe?
Focus, fellas. Focus. Focus on what we're talking about here.
Well, it's focus, fella, and focus, guest.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Fuck you.
All right. So Peterson, he was a fertilizer salesman. So he had to go all over the place, right?
Yeah.
So he would go 90 miles north. He'd go 90 miles south. He would see his girlfriend. Man, like when I talk about he was spending time with his girlfriend, like a lot. He was spending a lot of time with his girlfriend.
Okay.
A lot of pictures.
So is that what people, that's what the defense is saying. I mean, not the defense. They're saying that he killed her to be with the other girl.
Well, that's what it kind of looks like in this documentary, right? Mm-hmm. So, hey, bro, like, whatever.
Pussy isn't that good to fucking make you have to kill somebody to be with that vagina.
Listen. Remember when you said, huh, a guy will cheat when he has a baby on the way.
Uh-huh. Was she was pregnant?
Lacey had a baby on the way. She was like 8 months pregnant or something.
Oh.
9 months pregnant. I have no idea. I only watched 10 minutes of the documentary.
So it was her fault because she wasn't fucking him.
Okay.
shit. I'm not. No.
No, you're right.
I mean.
You're right.
Dude.
She probably thought that he was going to poke him in the fucking forehead.
I mean, you know your man wants to fuck. Fuck him.
Yes, please.
Maybe he was buying the boat to take her like on a cruise. Like, you know what I mean?
It was a little dingy. It was a little tiny fucking 10-foot, 13-foot boat, bro.
It's like the ones from the movies where you only use it to fucking dump bodies.
Is it like he was
that obvious?
He was that
Where's the murderer boat? Was it like the one where they took Fredo on The Godfather? Like that one?
Exactly.
Like
that one.
Bitch, yeah, that's a killer one. Yeah.
Exactly.
The name of the boat was Dumpster.
The Dumpster 200. Like, fuck.
Yeah, bro. It was insane, bro. So, I mean, this documentary goes pretty deep as far as how many times he lied or kind of was caught in a lie and kind of changed the story. And he was almost saved by, there was a robbery or a burglary, I'm sorry, across the street. They just couldn't figure out the date, like whether it was the same day that she was missing.
She came up missing and they never found her?
And I think her body finally came up.
Because of the tides,
yeah. It was, you know, once it gets bloaded,
so they found the body.
He didn't tie fucking cinder blocks on her?
He did. He made his own cinder blocks, by the way.
He made his own.
He made his own, yeah. And she finally came up.
Wait, fucking styrofoam?
With balloons and shit?
She fucking came back up?
But you know what? Like, yeah, if you don't do it right, and obviously he didn't do it right, it came up.
It
fell apart, basically.
Yeah.
The body fell apart. And parts of her came up.
Never watched Dexter. Dexter knew how to do that shit real well. Pieces.
You gotta put that shit in the plastic bag.
Yeah.
Well, he did. Again, he did.
What the fuck?
But he just didn't do it right.
It was from 99 Cent Store.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fuck.
If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it right.
Pendejo.
Yeah. So, I mean.
So what are we doing with this?
Well, what I'm saying is you guys should watch the documentary.
Ooh. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. What was the last one I watched? I don't remember.
Well, I'm watching. I haven't watched a documentary in a while, but we're watching Snowfall right now. So it's all about
Snowfall's
drugs,
good,
and shit.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we should get into the drug business.
Wow,
I don't know.
Bro.
You learn a lot of tips. Huh?
Like, hey, I can do this shit.
Like, the last one was about a serial killer, and I'm like, holy shit, bro, dude, if you would have done this, you would have been cool.
I know, but when you're in it,
like, how could Peterson have gotten away with it?
He couldn't have.
No, because he had already fucked up so many times.
He fucked up from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, you don't have anything tied, anything that kind of points to the fact of, like, this is why you killed your wife. And he had too many things that were against him.
So don't kill your wife.
Yeah, just don't kill your wife. Just leave her.
Without a good plan.
Well, no, don't.
Sorry.
Don't kill your wife.
Sorry, don't kill your wife.
You know, if you're planning on killing her, don't have a girlfriend yet.
Right.
Wait. Don't buy the boat. Don't go online.
Yeah.
Go incognito when you're searching.
Right.
You know, buy a burner phone.
Exactly.
And then search. Like, okay, you know, what's the best time to dump a body when it's high tide? You know, shit like that, right?
Don't do that.
You know, should I buy roof plastic sealant to wrap the body in so it doesn't fucking disintegrate?
Or watch Breaking Bad and then dissolve the bodies with the fucking chemicals.
There you go, man.
That shit never comes back up.
He works for a fertilizer company.
Yeah. Yes, what the fuck? Feed it to the pigs.
Come on, man. They'll eat anything.
Put the fella's number at the end of the show. They can call us. 555. What is it?
555.
Hey everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
All right, fellas, which one of you guys want to get interrogated?
Oh, no, that's
Barlow's.
Whoever's done it already, okay. Barlow's.
I've done it. Let's go. I got away with it.
Holy shit.
Barlos.
What?
Where were you on the date of yesterday?
Okay.
At about 8 p.m. to about 10 a.m. this morning.
Damn. At home.
Oh, you were at home?
Yeah, I was.
Is there anybody there to corroborate your...
Yes, my daughter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She was there the whole time?
Yeah.
Can you play good cop, bad cop, or you're doing other questions?
Oh, no, whatever you want, bro.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay. Listen, little bitch.
Oh, sorry, 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 sorry.
Wait, wait a minute.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Too rough, too rough.
Okay, sorry. Do you want a water? You want a coke?
I have a beer.
Oh, okay.
You
want another?
No, we're good cops.
Oh, we're good
cops. The good cops gave me a
You want
beer.
Another cup, man? You want another beer?
I'll take another beer.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
We'll get you another beer.
Two beers. Okay.
For this asshole.
Yeah.
So, what would it
be? Between 8 p.m. And 10 a.m.?
Yes, and 10 a.m.
So, you were home the whole time?
10 a.m. yesterday. Oh, wait. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my daughter was home. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Till 10 a.m.? You didn't leave the house until 10 a.m.?
Oh, see? Damn.
No, I'm...
Yeah, man. I'm getting nervous. Because you're right.
Why are you nervous?
I did leave the house.
Oh, you did? You did. What time did you leave the house?
Damn. I left around 8:30.
8:30
in the
p.m.
morning, yes.
Oh, a.m.
A.m., yes.
Oh.
I had to go... I had to drive to the office. Yes.
So, at no time between 8 p.m. last night,
uh-huh,
and this morning, did you ever leave the house?
No, not until 7:30 in the morning.
Wait, you just said 8:30.
Are we talking about today?
Yesterday
yes,
and today, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm a little nervous.
Are you?
I don't know why. I've done nothing wrong.
Is there any reason?
I don't know why the fuck you're nervous.
Is there any reason you should be nervous?
I'm sweating. Look at her.
No, not the slightest. No,
you
reason.
Are sweating.
I've done nothing wrong in the past 48 hours.
We're just talking about the last 12 hours. I don't know why you're going 20.
Again, I'm nervous, you know?
Drink some beer.
If you guys say 72 hours, then I'm fucked.
I think we should go back 72 hours.
Oh, yeah, I mean, forget what I just said. All right, yeah. So this morning at 7:30, I did leave the house. Yes.
Okay.
Where'd you go?
I took my daughter to school.
Oh. Just you and your daughter?
I took my daughter and I picked up her friend and I took both of them to school.
What time did you pick up your daughter's friend?
Around 7:35.
7:35.
Yeah, they don't live too far from us.
Okay. And then you dropped them off at what time?
7:45-ish.
7:45.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In the morning.
And then 7:45, you went back home?
Yes, I went back home to change and get ready to go to the office.
Mm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So it took you an hour to change?
It takes a little while. Yeah.
Really? Why? Yeah.
Because
of swag?
Because I got it. Yeah. I got to look good, man.
I got you. Takes make 5 minutes to change. Exactly.
It's obvious.
So yeah.
I work in a company with, 70% women. So, I can't go in there looking like shit.
Got it. So you didn't take a shower. Is that what you're saying?
This morning?
Yeah.
Did I? I did, actually.
Wait, when?
Did.
Before school? Or
before
school?
Before we left, yes.
Before you left for school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you didn't say that.
Well, I didn't think it was important.
Well, I mean, everything's important.
Did you brush your teeth at all?
I did.
When?
Before I left to the office.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. That takes about 2 minutes.
Wait, you don't brush your teeth when you wake up?
No.
You went to take your daughter, picked up a friend, went to the school, came back home, and still hadn't brushed your teeth?
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Nasty motherfucker. The first thing I do, pee and brush my teeth.
Wait,
but anyway.
Why? I'm not kissing anybody.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
Well, let's hope not.
Nah, not like that, you won't. Okay, so wait, let's go back. So what time did you fall asleep last night?
Last night? Around 10.
Oh, 10.
Mm-hmm.
10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How are you so sure?
That's about the time I usually go to bed.
Did you watch any shows? You watch anything?
No, I didn't.
Oh. News, anything?
I was on the phone sending memes, watching videos.
Who did you send memes to?
People in my chat.
Would they corroborate that you were sending them memes at that time?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There's evidence there, timestamps. Yeah. That's covered, motherfucker.
Did you brush your teeth last night?
Yes.
Okay. What time was that?
Around 9, maybe.
9.
Yeah.
For a whole, okay. Did you eat dinner?
I did.
What time was that?
Huh. What time did we eat dinner? What did we
Wait, have? Who's we?
Me and my daughter.
Okay.
Yeah. He's trying to catch me in a lie, motherfucker.
Hey, this is our job,
asking
sir.
Questions.
What did I have with my dad? Oh, we had rice and steak, New York steak.
Awesome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who made it? Did you make it?
I made it, yes. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I like to cook.
How long did it take you to make that?
I mean, the rice was already cooked. It was hibachi, the food truck. The one you like.
Yakibaki. Bakiyaki.
Yeah, so it was leftover rice from Bakiyaki. I love that and rice. Then I went to Vallarta and I bought the New York steak and I made the steak.
Very nice.
I think that took the longest is cutting up the steak and then, you know, cooking it. But yeah.
Wow, you're a good father.
You know, I try to be. Yeah. You know, the best that I can.
You
know?
Are you a better father or better cook?
I'm a better father.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Shitty ass steaks, I'm sure. Okay.
I didn't cook them, you know, they weren't brown enough, that's for sure. But well, they were decent.
Sounds racist. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
so you went to sleep at 10.
Yes.
10-ish.
And then you woke up at what time?
Who said I woke up?
No, I'm asking.
You had to take your daughter.
Oh,
right?
What time I woke up in the morning?
Yeah, this morning.
Wait, did you do something before? Was there something happening before you woke up? To take your daughter after you went to bed?
I mean,
after the memes.
I mean, I woke up around 1. I was a little, I was kind of tossing and turning in bed, my brain wasn't shutting down, it didn't want to shut down. So, yeah.
I mean, the reason we're asking all this is because your wife is missing.
What?
Yes.
She's at home.
No, she hasn't been seen since 8 in the afternoon, bro.
8 in the afternoon?
And night, obviously, last night.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And for some reason, we
he's like, and you haven't reported it.
Yeah. No, what's odd to me is you made 2 steaks, one for you and one for your daughter. Why wouldn't you make them for your wife? You knew she was missing already?
Because she wasn't home.
But wouldn't you make one for later? Or did you know she wasn't going to eat one?
There's no point in making a steak early.
Not if she's not coming back.
Tomato, potato. I mean, tomato, potato.
hey, this shit, and we suck at cops, but
I know.
This shit can be intense like a motherfucker.
Bro, I feel chest.
And he doesn't even have a wife.
I know.
He did have someone.
Shit, I didn't even know I was married.
I know.
Can you imagine being interrogated?
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh, my God, bro.
I would be like, at first I'd be comfortable, like, answering.
I got this shit.
And then I'd be like, fuck, I can't say shit.
I know.
You fucked up right away. I need my attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. We tell the kids that we work with all the time.
No.
When people start talking to you, I need my attorney.
You
don't answer shit. I need, because everything will hurt you.
Yep.
I need my attorney.
Whatever you say can and will be used against you.
We go to court and these motherfuckers don't listen, bro. But we tell them, first thing you say, I need my attorney. Don't sign anything. Don't say, I need my attorney.
I mean, the listeners will start hearing all these holes in your story.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
And the truth is, anytime that we start telling our little story.
You didn't even ask what I did when I woke up at 1 in the morning.
I didn't have a chance to because
we're looking for your wife.
I know, because that would have led to like, okay, what did you do at 1 in the morning?
So what did you do in 1 in the morning?
Oh yeah,
tell us.
I need to relax my brain, right? And how does a single man relax their brain at 1 in the morning with a fucking phone, a nice big phone screen in front of you? You know.
So is that what the stains we found on the ground?
There it is.
What the fuck?
You'll know that I was there, and you'll be able to timestamp how, at what time that drop fell on the floor.
Man. What were you watching?
Bratty Little Sister. Okay.
Listen, I don't care whose house you go to.
Uh-huh.
If you walk through their house,
you're done.
Yeah, you
something's gonna fall.
Yeah.
If you're not exfoliating, your fucking skin's gonna, your dead skin's gonna fall.
Hair.
And
we're fucked.
Yeah, yeah, beard. Yeah,
like the beard.
But not only that, like anything out of place, you can tell a story with it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right? Is if there's a knife on the counter, and like somebody cut their finger on it,
mm-hmm. like OJ, he had a cut finger the night that he flew to. Where did he fly? Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah. Anything. anything that happened the day before or day after, mm-hmm. that's like tells a story to the cops.
Right.
And you're they're able to put the pieces together. And man, we can go to jail for some of the dumbest shit.
Yeah. Or like that documentary, the Making a Murderer, right? You remember that one?
Right.
Like they made I don't know who you believe, but they actually made this kid make a story that he helped murder this lady. And we don't even know what happened, but this fool was just running with it, like, okay, yeah, I did this. Uh-huh. And found out he fucking special needs and everything. He didn't even know what the fuck he was saying. Yeah. But the cops were spinning the narrative and making him say this shit.
Yeah, they were trying to close the case.
So let me ask you this, guys. Is it smart for me to have cameras all over the house? Because I have about 11 cameras in my house.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
The fuck?
Damn, I shouldn't have done what I did 10 minutes ago. I think
in the bathroom, too?
No. I got three inside the house, one looking, you know, one way and one looking the other one.
Okay.
And they're all in the living room area. So if anything ever happens, it at least it'll exonerate me a little.
Well, unless you're the one fucking doing the shit.
Obviously, yes.
He's like, all of a sudden, they all failed.
At the same time.
I didn't pay for the subscription this month. Yeah, so but I think it depends. If you're doing good and you're more to try to help you, then yeah, the more the better, the cameras. Right. But if you're out there doing bad, no.
Well, why would I be doing something bad?
There's bad people out there, man.
But that's not. I'm not one of them.
That's why you shouldn't be worried.
Exactly.
Add more cameras.
I know, but
put a fucking camera in your chest.
So, do you guys believe that Scott Peterson did it?
Yes,
I do too.
I think he did.
I mean, based on what you guys are saying, sure. Yeah.
What's the name of the documentary?
American Crime.
Okay.
Lacey Peterson.
Okay.
Something. I don't remember. I'll look it up right now, but it's really good, and it's something not anything that we hadn't seen before.
Yeah,
but they put it in a very nice compact story that makes it very very compelling to see that Scott Peterson is probably the one that they got, the one that's guilty for this.
Yeah. And he's in jail, right?
He's in jail. Yeah, yeah, for life.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
That's why you tell the cops, bring me my lawyer. Who's hopefully not cheating on anybody.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
You know what, man? I have a fucking rant, dude.
What the fuck?
Have a rant.
What's that?
It's also.
Oh, what the fuck?
That's the rant. That's the whole.
Damn!
Rant.
Already.
Yeah. I mean,
friendly fire.
I've been holding it in for a number of weeks now.
Wow.
You know, I just can't hold it anymore. I don't understand how also can't drink alcohol or doesn't drink alcohol.
Wait, come on.
I don't fucking get it.
We've talked about this.
That's like the weirdest shit in the world, isn't it?
Wow. No, there's like millions of people that don't drink alcohol.
Yeah, because they're fucking alcoholics and shit and addicts.
Well, yes.
But and also apparently isn't that.
Well, you can say he's acting like an alcoholic.
Yeah, like a recovering alcoholic.
Exactly. Well, no, they're never recovering. They're always alcoholics.
That's true. You're right.
They're always practicing.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And it's because I think that if you give him a sip, he'll turn into like when this one guy that I knew, right? As soon as it hits his lips, it just tastes so good, right? So,
I remember. Oh,
what movie is this?
That was our homie, Frank the Tank.
Oh, right. He would say that?
Yeah.
Wait, you know this guy too?
Yeah. He like, as soon as it touches his lips. Because he was like, he wasn't drinking for a while.
Yeah.
It had been a number of years. He just recently got married. Yeah. And he was going to go to this college party. And the kids were like, hey, man, take a drink. And like, oh, no, I can't. You know, I have a things to do tomorrow, you know.
Right.
Pretty. He was like, a pretty nice Sunday, by the way. He was like, you know, we're going to go to Home Depot. Mm-hmm, and then we're going to go Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right.
And, yeah, you know, we don't know what else we're going to do then. But, you know, I got things to do. And then they were basically calling him a bitch.
What?
And he was like, you know what? Give me that beer. And then as soon as he drank it, he was like, pour it again. As soon as it touches your lips.
Man, that guy's fun, right?
Alpha was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's a lot of fun, man. And later on, I think he went streaking.
Yeah, he went.
Oh, that's fucking the movie.
Down the quad fucking, and to the gymnasium.
Exactly.
Old school?
And then he wanted to go to KFC.
Yeah.
Didn't he smoke weed with Snoop?
Yes, he did.
Oh,
he did.
Fuck. I've seen this movie. Yeah.
It's a classic.
He called him Snoop-a-loop, by the way.
Snoop-a-loop.
Yeah.
Fucking movie, Jericho.
What?
I mean, Barlow, that's fucking movie.
Jericho started it. I just remember most of it because I've seen it, I don't know, fuck, how many times, man? Like 40, 50 times.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
All right, guys, I have an also question. This goes back to last week's episode. Where you guys were talking about should there be mandatory DNA tests, right? When the baby's born.
Oh, okay.
Should that happen or should it not, right? So my question is, you have four kids with your wife, right? Let's just say 5, 7, 10, and 15. You know, 15 being the oldest, 5 being the youngest.
Nice spread. Nice.
Little spread.
Little spread, yeah.
Would you rather find out? Here's also a question. Would you rather find out that none of them are yours or two of them are yours and two aren't?
God damn it.
You've developed relationships with these kids, right?
Okay, cause so if none of them are yours, you can make a clean break and just say,
fuck it. Yeah, but can you make a clean break at 15 years?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. But none of the little fuckers are yours.
I know.
The one that you're like, that motherfucker ugly. Now you're like, yeah, now I know why he's not mine.
I know.
That motherfucker had big ass toes. That's not mine because I have little toes. You know what I mean?
Like, why is
like
he...
imagine one of them has a big ass beard and you have no fucking facial hair.
No
facial
hair.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they could be like, what the fuck? Why do you have a big ass beard?
Nobody has big ears. What the fuck?
Yeah. One of them's 6 feet tall.
That's a total fucking...
Barlow.
That's a total red flag.
Barlow, with no fashion? Fucking mixed kid. Oh, come on. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He wears pediatric shoes? Come on.
At 12?
Come on, kid.
Guys, come on.
There's no fucking way in your mind.
Come on, guys.
I at least played baseball.
His back hurts all the time.
His sciatica's hurting him.
Jerry, okay, fucking Mick is getting killed.
Fellas, stay on topic.
We are.
Victorious isn't here to defend himself.
He says, hey, Dad, what a very good soup. You're like, what the fuck?
No, he's like, can I have a very good soup? Like, what the fuck?
That's not my son. So the question is, would you rather have two of them be yours and at least you have two kids of your own? You're not going to start again. You're already older.
See, the problem is you're fucked. If you're in California, you're fucked with the 15-year-old and the 10-year-old because they have that fucking common law.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Wait.
Common law saying that because you guys have been together long enough,
you're the kid's father?
Because you raised them long enough, you are legally the kid's dad.
Can you sue?
No.
No.
Hmm. So you're fucked either way.
Pretty much.
You're fucked.
But what if none of them are yours? Still fucked?
Still fucked with the ones that are 10 and 15.
Mm-hmm. Not the younger ones?
Not the younger ones, I don't think. I mean, I could be wrong. No research, but it makes sense in my mind.
The fella special, no research. Yeah.
Because okay. I mean, obviously, with your wives or girlfriends.
Okay, let's change it to 5 years. They're all under three, under five.
Okay. Well, I mean, that makes it a little bit. That makes it a whole lot easier. Like, okay.
Because I would rather have none of them be mine.
Yeah.
And just start fresh. Like, all right, you know what? I'll be like your uncle, guys, and all that. But me and your mom are done, and then I'm gonna start my own shit. You know what I mean? But
I'm going to tell the kids, you know what? I love you guys, but I need to kick rocks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit. I'm done.
No kind of relationship. Nothing.
No.
I mean,
it's going to hurt big time.
Yeah.
Obviously, the fact that she was cheating the entire time, and now these children that you
thought
were
yours. I don't
think
the cheating's going to hurt. To me, it won't hurt as much as how my relationship that I'm breaking with the kids.
Right.
Seeing them, like, their heartbreak and stuff, that's going to be, to me, the hardest part.
Don't cry to me. Cry to your mama.
Go find your daddy, bitch. Go find Mick. You know, yeah, like, that's tough.
I like you, very good soup. Go find Mick. You fucking...
Imagine once, like, with green eyes, like, Shomar. Fuck.
You go find Shomar, you little fucking short bastard.
Can you imagine this, though? Can you imagine having a relationship with your kids?
Yeah.
Right? And you're keeping that relationship because you raised them.
Yeah.
eventually they're going to want some kind of financial support. There's no way around it.
But they're not mine.
I understand so that, but
I have no obligation to very give true. Them any financial support.
Very true. But like, let's say they're getting into sports, right? They're getting into like some kind of like
clubs. Yeah, sporting clubs, travel ball, whatever the fuck.
Exactly. Yeah. That gets expensive, right? Yeah, their mom can't afford it.
Right.
They're going to look to you.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a soft spot for them.
If you are of that personality, of that of that heartfelt type of individual, sure, you will. But for me, honestly, for me, if you cheated on me and you had children with somebody else and you put them on me and I'm the one that was responsible for them, I'm going to be at that point for me, it turns into hatred.
No, yes. So like when I'm talking about those kids, you stay in a relationship with them because like, hey, you raised them for what? 5, 6, I don't know. Almost like
no,
7,
I wouldn't,
8 years.
I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. But like, for the people that want to stay into a relationship,
okay, all right,
with the kids,
right?
Eventually, you're going to have to get
slope.
To that point.
It's a slippery slope.
Here's
yeah.
the problem, though: you have no legal authority to stay in a relationship with them.
You don't.
So, you have no legal right to visit them, to see them, to talk to
them.
So
the mom's not going to let you anywhere.
The mom has to be the one to,
unless they're like 14, 15.
No, even then, they're still minors.
Okay.
They're still minors. So,
so
if the wife or girlfriend is okay with you seeing them and she allows it, then you can do it. But if she's like, well, I mean, I cheated on you because you're an asshole. I cheated on you and, you know, whatever. We got caught, blah, blah, blah. But you're never going to see them again because I'm not going to let you see them.
Yeah.
And it's not that easy, though, because I think most of us, if you're raising kids, right, and you raise them up to like 9 years, you have 4 kids, you know, whatever, 5 to 9. You get kind of ingrained with them, right? You get
part of you. They're part of you. Yeah,
yeah. Even if they're not your biological kids.
Yeah, they get your characteristics, you know, and you know whatnot. And
so, like, for us to say that we're gonna just do a clean break and say fuck this shit, they're not my kids, not my problem. I'm getting the fuck out of here. It's easier said than done, right?
For sure.
Because
sure,
I would, I'm saying the same fucking thing. I'm out. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
No, break. I think that's the initial reaction is like, oh, perfect. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But then again, what I said is, I think the relationship with the girl is done, and that's, I don't think that hurts as much as, because you have hatred for her. You have anger towards, I think when you see those kids who don't understand what the fuck is going on,
yeah,
that's what's going to pull at your heartstrings to maybe be like, I'll still be there. But I think over time, you see the girl with another guy, maybe one of the baby daddies of the kids. You start that. There's gonna be a gap, a bigger gap, and then at some point in a year or two, or I don't know how long, there'll be no kind of relationship, and it'll be kind of like more like, oh yeah, I think I saw a picture of them on Instagram or whatever, right, and then that's it. But I think it's hard. It's gonna be really hard for you to stay in that relationship with those kids because it's a reminder.
Right. I think initially, I mean, the way I am, clean break. Fuck that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm out, never seeing anybody again. You know, and like, it's just, if they want to contact me,
do you answer?
You don't answer.
Yeah.
You just, or you let them know. I'm like, listen, I'm not your dad.
Yeah.
Talk to your mom.
Go find your papa.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's got to be the answer.
Unfortunately.
Shit, my dad left when I was like 3 months.
But that was,
gone too. I'm going to learn from my daddy.
He was like, this motherfucker's ugly. I'm out of here.
Damn. I was done ugly at 3. Yeah, I probably was.
But for most people, it's not the response that I think they would give.
Right.
They would be more sympathetic towards the kids. I'm like, listen.
Especially 5 years, 7 years. I mean, the shit.
They think,
I mean,
that's
an investment. That's an investment. Yeah.
They thought that was their kids.
Because I had a.
Imagine you find out that your 21-year-old isn't.
Isn't mine. I know. Like, that would fuck with me so much.
Like, what would you do?
Yeah. And like, I talk to him every day. Like, that's my son, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough. Like, I don't think I can tell him. You know what? If I found out, I would probably rather tell his mom, like, don't tell him.
Ooh. Let me
don't even fucking tell him.
Let me ask you something that's probably going to fuck you up. It'll be a Jericho question.
Sure.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Patent pending.
Let's just say your son.
That's why you're a guest.
Yes.
It's copyright, patent pending.
Oh, sorry.
let's say
copyright, patent pending.
Let's say your son was driving, you know, to school.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he happens to, you know, just kind of be distracted. He's reaching for like his inhaler of some kind or something. Like just some
asthma.
Yeah. Okay. Like he has asthma. He's reaching for his inhaler and he can't reach it. And he hits a guy, a kid, on a motorcycle because he swerved out of his lane and, you know, gets into the oncoming lane. And he kills this kid, bro.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the kid dies. And, you know, you come to find out that that kid was the son of a notorious gangster,
a
fucking
mafia. Movie? Is it a movie?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh my
I'm just putting
he's
it in hypothetical.
Like four fucking movies already.
It's a hypothetical, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay,
it's your honor.
Yeah, okay. Listen. He killed the son of
a gang member.
A notorious
gangster,
mafia guy.
Yeah.
Italian or I don't know what the fuck Israeli. I don't know what the fuck it is. Basically, this guy will fucking murder all of you guys.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you turn your son in, or do you do everything in your power to protect your son to make sure that he doesn't go to jail because you know he's going to be murdered by this crime family?
So if he goes and turns himself in to say that this was an accident, mm-hmm. this happened. So he left the scene?
Yeah.
He left the scene, bro.
Ah, stupid.
That's where he fucked up.
He fucked up right there. That's where
if the kid was fucking smart enough, he would have stayed there, called mm-hmm. the cops. Mm-hmm. He was having an asthma attack. And he was fucking
panicking,
but he should have never left. He should have fucking called, stayed there, and then explained. Mm-hmm. I was having an asthma attack. I dropped my inhaler, and I felt like I was dying. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. I hit the kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, but he didn't. He left. He left. He's at the house now. Yeah. He's telling me.
Right.
Yeah, like you said earlier, everything, there's cameras everywhere. He's going to get caught.
Well, so do you do everything in your power to protect your kid?
Yeah, I think we go back with attorneys.
So the dad is a judge in the town.
His son is
wait,
his,
what? What's going on here?
It's the fucking show you're talking about.
I know. Oh.
He's like, I didn't watch this part.
And your father's a judge. Yeah. He can fucking.
My dad is a judge?
He has connections.
No, you're a judge.
I'm a judge?
You're a
Holy
judge.
Holy shit. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know that if you turn your kid in, your kid's dead.
Yeah.
Because
anytime he goes into jail, he's dead because they run the jail.
Exactly.
Right.
No, I don't. We find the way. Am I old?
You're old, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'll throw my career away for that. I'm good.
Damn. That's a tough one, right?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
But would you be stupid?
No.
Because in the show.
Is it that stupid? Like he does all the stupid shit?
They do like the stupidest shit. And the kid's a fucking dumbass.
Who's the kid?
He is a dumbass.
Who's the kid?
I don't know.
Who's that kid?
Some skinny white kid.
Yeah.
Stupid ass kid.
The dad is William. William? Crankston. The Crankston guy.
Brian Cranston.
Brian Cranston.
Oh, from Malcolm in the Middle and Breaking Bad. Yeah. Oh,
so
okay.
He's the dad. But they do like the stupidest shit. That he has connections, but. It's like, dude, you're fucking dumb as fuck.
He has, listen, as much as the mafia guy has connections, a fucking judge has connections too.
Right.
True.
So you use your connections against his connections. You broker a deal or some shit. No, he's not going to jail. No, my son's not going to jail. Even if I have to call every favor that I've ever needed,
right.
I call all my favors in.
Which could be illegal, right?
Maybe.
It is illegal.
But what they're doing is illegal too. So you fight fire with fire. And we're not talking about this regular kid. It's my son.
Right. And I mean, what you're saying that they're going to do is illegal. It hasn't been done yet.
Yeah.
You know what they're going to be killed.
I fast forward a year from now. My son's dead. He died in a jail, whatever attack. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to live myself. But if a year from now. He's alive. I'm in jail or something. At least we tried.
Okay.
At least we tried.
That's a good answer, bro.
Thank you.
Hey, wait. I'm smart.
Yeah.
You could be trusted with things.
Yeah, I'm smart. I can be trusted.
Barlow's is the Fredo of the group.
No,
No, he's not. I was passed over for my little brother.
Hey, Fredo was fucked since he was little. Didn't he have, like, pneumonia or some shit when he was a kid? Yeah. Polio. He had polio, I think.
Oh, that's right.
He was fucked since he was a baby, bro. Man. Crying as baby in the Godfather 2 when they go back.
Yeah.
That fool didn't stop crying the whole fucking movie.
All right, that's Fredo.
That's fucking Fredo. I knew it. And the crew, I'm like, that ugly motherfucker, that's Fredo. Fuck.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chavo, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where everybody can be a fella.
All right, fellas. And fucking...
Wait.
There's so much animosity, bro.
There's no animosity. I'm just making sure you know your fucking place, bro.
Come on, I'm a fella.
No, man. Fucking, you know, let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh.
Zip it up, zip it down. Good time, motherfuckers.
Why so early, bro?
Well, I mean, I got some murdering to do.
Well, don't tell us that, bro.
I mean, no one listens to the show.
Yeah, we
ain't got no listeners.
Oh, we got four.
Even if we talked about murdering somebody here, there'd be no evidence. I know. Like, nobody listens to that fucking show. But like, it's on tape. Yeah, nobody listens to it.
No, we got four listeners, bro.
That's what we do. If we do kill somebody,
yeah,
we put like us talking about it after the song,
oh,
the outro song. Nobody listens to
Come
it after.
On.
Like, we put it like in the last minute.
No.
It'd be lost forever.
No.
Like, nobody listens to it.
I listen to it.
Well, don't snitch on us, bitch.
Oh, man. Good time, brother.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for inviting again.
Uh-huh.
I think this is my first time being here without Mick.
That's
how he got roasted so much. I was waiting to come here without him being here. So I can roast his ass.
Watch Victoria's come in next week.
Oh, serious?
We're wearing fucking Gucci belts, fucking some nice fucking Adidas, fucking highlight Adidas.
That's true.
Man.
He's wearing like whole tracksuit, uh-huh, looking cool as fuck. Fresh haircut. Not the uncle haircut, not the Theo haircut. Like lines on the side and shit. Gold chain.
Oh, come on.
But knowing Victoria's, he's going to have on some new pediatric shoes.
Come on.
I got these from Tijuana, guys.
They say they help me with my sciatica.
Yeah. I bought a new pomada in La Botanica in Tijuana. That's why it smells like this. Fucking
Fucking Victoria.
Anyway, thank you guys for inviting me. Osos out. Shout out to Chavo.
And this week, I want to make sure you guys watch that documentary that I just watched on Netflix. It's called American Crime, Lacey Peterson Murder. I don't know what the fuck it's called. I'm a little drunk. I was double fisting today, by the way.
Same shit.
That was before you started drinking.
And it's a great, great little three-part documentary.
Yeah,
they go pretty fucking deep. You guys will enjoy it. I know it's 22 years ago, but you know what? It still feels like it was yesterday.
I don't know. I don't know if I mentioned this the last time I was here, but did I mention Knox Goes Away? I did.
Yes, you did.
All right.
And it's a very good movie.
You saw it, right?
Yes, I did.
And it has to do a lot with, like, you know, evidence and this and that. Okay, so that's a good one. Another one that's really good. It's called Long Legs.
Oh, I just heard about that.
It was in a theater. Fucking. It's they say it's a scary movie, but it's more like a thriller, suspenseful type of movie. Mm. It was so good. We went to watch it in a theater with my daughter and a bunch of friends. It was fucking good. We fucking loved it. So I highly recommend watching Long Legs. Nicolas Cage is in the movie. I'm not going to tell you who he plays, but he's in the movie. And he did a good job.
And it's on streaming right now or still in the theater?
It should be streaming very soon, but you may be able to catch it in a theater.
Awesome. You know, they still have those $2 theaters, by the way.
Yeah, right?
Those silver screens and shit. I don't know if you ever
like
heard of those.
Like with porn in it? Which
no!
Yeah.
No!
Like the one on Pacific?
No, there's a few. There's one in Norwalk.
I've gone to Norwalk.
Yeah, there was one in Gardena, but there's like this dollar theater. Yeah. Bianchi, I think, is a dollar theater, isn't it? Like $2 now or $3.
It's Paramount, right?
But if you go to like Cinemark or Look, like during the week, it's like $5,
$6. Bucks, right. Yeah.
You know what? I would rather spend the extra $3 to go to like the Cinemark, because the other theaters are old as fuck.
They are old.
Like your feet get stuck to the floor because they're so sticky.
The Look?
Like the no. Those the are fine. Ones. Oh. The old ones.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right.
The old ones.
Yeah.
The ones that are $2 or $1. Right, right. Like course. I'll pay the extra $3 to go to the look or to the other one.
Like Pee Wee Herman's fucking.
Yes, cunt. Like Pee Wee's in the behind you.
Cum is still on the floor and shit.
Yeah.
That's what the hate for the little $2 theaters. That's fucking nostalgic, bro.
Nah, man.
We have money now.
Yeah. I understand.
I have an extra $3.
I can spend an extra $3.
But I want to keep my money, man. You
no, I get it. I understand, man. But that's so fuck
so
that.
So you'll wait for the streaming.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, it'll be in the Chavo box soon. I'll watch it there.
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars for the app and protect your time.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Lugar secreto, unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta feliz. Disculpas, no tienen pelos en la...